Good morning. This is Kate. From Dogen's Shobogenzo. It is the spreading sky alone that cuts apart the tangle of twining vines amid the winds. A single statement crushes both Vimalakirti and those who are not Vimalakirti, and nothing remains. This past week, I had the opportunity to have a small escape up to Maine to lake and mountains with a few friends. And we did some kayaking on the lake, very large lake. And the day that we were out on it was a still day, no wind. And the kayaking was sublime. This lake surrounded by mountains, mirrored in the water. Clear sky overhead, no clouds. And we found, as we rounded a point and came into a large cove, that all of us, one by one, put down our paddles and just stopped. Because there was no sound at all. Nothing moved. No wind, no rustling of leaves, no birds, no sound of humans, cars or planes, no lapping of waves. There was absolutely no sound. And without having agreed upon it, we all just stopped. Here was that great thundering silence. The sky and the water speaking, both without their own form or color, but filling everything. And this thundering silence, destroying everything, not in a devastating way, but in a liberating way, with no obstruction remaining. We did this over and over, spontaneously, paddling along and then just stopping. The one confounding part of this experience is that the lake was hiding a body. From Dogen. Emptiness is emptiness means there is a piece of rock hanging in emptiness. So the day before we arrived, that night, 11 o'clock at night before we arrived, two people had been out in a canoe. Very cold night. It was below freezing. Water was cold. Very windy. And the young man and woman in the canoe were tipped out of it and fell into the water. They could not right the canoe. They could not get back in. And so in the darkness, they swam for shore. One of them arrived there. The fate of the other one was unknown at the time that we arrived. And so there had been a great effort to find the woman. And there were dogs in the forest sniffing, and there were people walking the shoreline, and there was a boat with sonar searching the bottom, and another boat peering along the coast, and float planes flying overhead and helicopters with someone hanging from them ready to dive in. And day one went by, and day two went by. From Dogen. The monk said, The ocean does not keep corpses. Why? Cao Shan said, those who have stopped breathing do not remain as they are. In the mornings when we got up, so cold, and there were morning mists that lifted up off the surface of the lake, like wraiths drifting across, headed for the far shore in a long line, slowly moving, trailing a line of mist behind them. The mists were made of the lake water, but they were not the lake water. Or were they? What was the difference? When the mist reached the far side of the lake, where the mountains rose up, the mist rose up too and formed a line of low clouds that slowly drifted away. Lake and mist and clouds. All the same or not? Woman in the lake. Was she the same as her six-year-old self? Where did that six-year-old girl go? Where is yourself from yesterday? Where is mine from one breath ago? From Dogen. When you read a sutra in the monk's hall, recite it in a soft voice rather than a spirited one. Or open the sutra book and just look at the letters. So while my friends were taking a short hike through the woods, I walked out to a point that jutted into the lake, near to where the body had been found, and settled into the sand, and began my own service, simply singing Kwansiam Bosol over and over, calling the name of the Bodhisattva of Compassion. This is a Korean chant, really a song, and keeping time with the stick against a log of driftwood, calling out for the sake of all those lost ones. And eventually the song came to its natural end. And then there was opening the sutra book of the sky and the water and just looking at the letters. Dogen. The moon's motion is not an analogy. It is the essence of alone and full. That night the sky was clear. The cold was sharp. And standing out on the beach, looking up overhead, the Milky Way presented itself, as it always does, whether we can see it or not. The essence of alone and full. Someone asked me after the trip if that rescue effort marred the trip for me at all. And I said, no, it actually filled me with gratitude to be there still, to be still breathing and able to appreciate this beautiful place and just the fact of breathing and life. The essence of alone and full. From Dogen, his Waka poem. The world, moonlit drops shaken from the heron's bill.